You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Kieran Rapier's 70-plus Cymru project is looking to improve the quality of life for older people in Wales. I'm joined now by Joe Harry, the project manager of the 70-plus project. Joe, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit about the work of Care and Repair?
Yes, certainly. So Care and Repair is a Wales-wide movement. I work for Care and Repair Cymru, and we are the representative body for 13 independent care and repair agencies right across Wales. We focus on working with older people living in the private housing sector. So that's people aged 60 plus, people who rent from private landlords, or people who are owner-occupiers. And we do lots of work to help them live independently at home for as long as they possibly can. Across the movement, we do works to install adaptations that help keep people safe and prevent falls. We have a casework service, which gives an holistic service and connects with many other health and public services. We have a project called Hospital to Healthy Homes, where we have skilled caseworkers who work in hospitals with patients and help ensure that their houses are made safe for them to return to. So they work a lot with occupational therapists and medical teams. We have another specialist project service called Managing Better. Managing Better is a partnership project with RNIB, Alzheimer's Society and RNID. And that helps people who are living with sight loss, hearing loss, may have suffered a stroke or are living with dementia or caring for someone with dementia. And that project also delivers casework. It focuses a lot on accessibility and technical adaptations. So the Managing Better caseworkers are skilled as far as technical options are concerned. And then we have 70 Plus, which is the project I work on.
And how does the 70 Plus Cymru project work?
We focus on challenging fuel poverty, doing whatever we can to lift people out of fuel poverty, whether that be directly in relation to their energy supply. We have many people in Wales who are off the gas grid, so it includes people living rurally in urban areas, and we help them obtain funding to properly insulate their homes. We can help them to amend or change energy related behaviours. We can talk about small measures, but on 70 plus, we carry out a home energy assessment, which looks at how people use energy, how people keep warm, and can they keep warm? And we do whatever we can to help them keep warm enough.
And so what happens at a home assessment? What can someone expect?
A home energy officer will contact a client. So somebody who's called us for help. It could be that maybe their radiator's not working properly, they've got a bill that they're worried about, or they're really worried just generally about the energy price increases recently. Home energy officer will telephone somebody if that's their preferred method of contact and have a chat, establish the client's main need, what is it that they want, for example, and then they'll arrange to go out and visit the client in their own home. And home energy officers will always start by asking people, what can we do for you? What is it that you want from us? And then they will ask questions to establish how the person they're speaking to uses their home, how they keep warm. Even initially with basic questions, how warm do you feel? Imagine it's the coldest winter day and how easy do you find it to keep warm? And depending on what the client wants will depend how that conversation goes. And then our home energy officers can offer to look around the home with the client and go into all the rooms or specific rooms and see how they are heated. And the home energy officers are really skilled in this area, so they can make assessments on whether they might feel that the boiler, for example, is out of date and inadequate. And they might feel that the radiators are not emitting heat properly. And then the home energy officer will agree with the client what the next steps are. And they'll say goodbye. The home energy officer will go back and make inquiries. They will put together a plan of what it is they can do. And they will work with the client to achieve that. So it could be arranging through Nest, which is the Welsh Government's Warm Homes Programme, to install a new heating system or a new boiler if the client is eligible, or it could be trying to access funding through our hardship funds, maybe to repair a drafty window. There's lots and lots of things that we can do. Our focus is always on helping people stay as warm as they can in their homes.
We hear the phrase fuel poverty a lot these days. What does it mean in real terms?
Well, that's a tricky question at the moment, Howell. So Welsh Government's definition is if people spend 10% of their income on fuel, they are in fuel poverty. If they spend 8% of their income on fuel, they are at risk of fuel poverty. And basically, it means that people are very stretched paying their energy bills in order to stay warm. The reality that we are experiencing in care and repair right across the movement at the moment is many of our clients are struggling to use the energy they need without even being concerned about heating their homes adequately and properly. So it's really about the idea that the amount of money people are having to spend to keep warm is too high, their income is too low, and they're having to make really stark choices. And that is usually being cold, putting on extra layers, putting the heating on as a privilege rather than keeping warm as a right. You know, we're in really difficult times at the moment. We come across on our project really distressing stories when we try to help people. And we really do. Our home energy officers are so committed to doing everything they can. But it is not unusual for us to meet a client who spends most of the day in bed in the winter time. Thankfully, temperatures are milder across Wales at the moment. So we're not seeing it as much at this time of year, but it was a regular occurrence through the winter and through the early spring. We met clients who would spend the day in bed with their dog, their animals, to help them keep warm. We've met clients who don't turn their lights on in the evenings. Recently, we worked with a client who'd been using battery-operated fairy lights to save on energy. And this is something we see every day. It's not the odd person that we can raise to show people what's happening. This is something that we see regularly with our clients. And most of our clients do not want to share the difficulties that they're having, as none of us do. They don't want to talk about the difficulties they're finding in heating their home and worrying about paying their bills. They've lived their whole life and hope to enjoy a healthy and happy retirement. So it's really stark, Howell.
And how can people get some more information about the 70 Plus Cymru project?
Well, I'm really happy to share my details. My email address is jo.harry@careandrepair.org.uk. My mobile telephone number is 07375205005. I can connect anybody to one of our regional home energy officers. Our website, careandrepair, all one word, .org.uk. There's lots and lots that we can do. And I would urge people to reach out to us, because if we can't help directly, and by we, I mean us on 70 Plus, but also the whole care and repair movement, if we can't help, I am sure that we can find somebody who will help. We have really supportive partnerships and networks across Wales, and we are all working together to improve people's lives. It's such a worry at the moment, and there are so many ways that we can help. And I would say to people, please don't suffer in silence. Don't be anxious. If you are finding it difficult to stay warm, or you're worried and concerned about staying warm this winter, this coming winter, and even before that, please reach out and give us a call, and if we can help you, we will.
Well, it's incredibly important work. Jo Harry, Project Manager of the 70 Plus Project, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.